B-Pod Studios.
Saturday night in New York City, the 2019 WWE Hall of Fame induction ceremony. The latest member to be inducted will be Brutus the Barber Beefcake. He joins me here on Wrestling Inside the Ropes. Our Twitter account is at WrestleCast985 and the future Hall of Famer, Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Brutus, thanks for being with me here today.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
This is great. And I got to ask you, when did you find out you were going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, and tell us about your initial reaction?
Well, the official release date was just a couple of days ago on Monday.
Yep.
And so, you know, I was sworn to secrecy, whatever. But it hasn't been long, only for about a week or week and a half did I really get the call, the real call. So,
yeah. And who?
So I just found out. I mean, just literally. So.
And who'd you tell first when you found out?
Well, my wife, because she's a huge support, you know, to get me where I am now.
Right.
Rescued me and then got me back to Florida. And so we're doing good and all good things are happening.
Yeah, and you know, I love it. That's great. And Brutus's story, Strutting and Cutting, that is his biography, available at BrutusBeefcake.com. Brutus, you've had some great moments in your career, from the very first WrestleMania at Madison Square Garden in 1985. If you could talk about the buildup with your experience when you did fight David Sammartino, but just being in that first ever WrestleMania, which we know today as the Super Bowl of professional wrestling.
Yeah. Wow. You know, it was electric. Everybody was excited, but you know, here was a different time and the guys were, these guys are all professionals and there's no guidance or scripts or any stuff like that. This is all guys who know their profession. They know their characters. They know their stuff. You know, and Vince trusted everybody and put a lot of faith in those guys and the talent. And that first WrestleMania, because everything was riding on it. And, you know, guys were a little nervous, but basically everybody went out there and did their jobs. And it turned out tremendous because they were just a tremendous crew of people.
Yeah, and you also, the year after WrestleMania II, you tag team partner with Greg the Hammer Valentine. You went up against the British Bulldogs, and we just lost Dynamite Kid. Talk about some experience with working with the Hammer and the Bulldogs.
Well, Greg was, Greg got to have as a partner. He's a second-generation wrestler, and I used to watch Greg's father in Florida when I was growing up, and he was really the only guy on the wrestling show that scared me. His dad was scary looking. And so, you know, teaming up, Greg helped to show me around New York. Greg was a guy who'd been in New York for a while, and we hooked up. And so I was the younger guy, and he showed me around New York, and I helped get him girlfriends.
Nice. Good little wingman there. I'm going to have to bring you around with me, Brutus, all right?
Well, I'm retired now. I'm happily married. Everything's cool.
Well, give me some tips then. We'll talk about that. The year after, though, WrestleMania III, the sold-out Pontiac Silverdome set the indoor attendance record at the time. And you cut some hair, Adrian Aldonis's hair, helping Rowdy Roddy Piper, just again, getting bigger and bigger every year, WrestleMania, and right there in the Pontiac Silverdome, that must have been quite an honor for you.
It was a huge honor. The pop that occurred on the end of Piper match there, and it's just, the whole building was shaking, literally from those, you know, whatever it was, 100,000 people basically inside there watching. Yeah, that's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of feeling because it's closed in. I know the guys are just drawing tremendous crowds in the open stadiums, but it's a different ballgame when you got an arena that's a closed entity like that, you know, and just the way it felt was like, you know, incredible.
Yeah. Well, this is Brutus and Barbara Beefcake, the latest inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame 2019 class, going in this Saturday at the Barclays Center in New York City. You know, Brutus, your Hall of Fame career, you've worked with some giants in the industry, including the late Macho Man Randy Savage. You had that little run-in with him on the Brother Love Show, and then that led up to your feud with Zeus, who we know from the movie No Holds Barred. A couple of those guys there. How was it working with them?
Oh, it was great. Tiny Lister is his name. He's a very well accomplished actor. Has been for years, still is. But what a nice guy. Mm-hmm. Big guy. Not easy to take a guy that size into the ring and have a match on pay per view. In fact, we had two pay per views with him, but he was a great athlete. He trusted us, and we were able to take a guy that with little experience, just a huge big guy, and he was like a monster, and we just let him be a monster in there.
Yeah, let him do it, right? Yeah.
And we pulled off two pay-per-views, with that. And that's extremely difficult to do. I feel very proud. A real accomplishment for being part of that and everything. Just everybody just works so hard. Once again, everybody working together as a team.
Yep, and another accomplishment you should be proud of, too, was WrestleMania 6 when you fought Mr. Perfect. And that was his first loss on a pay-per-view. That was at the sold-out Sky Dome in Toronto. So, again, you've seen the evolution of WrestleMania here from Madison Square Garden then all the way to an international stage right there. Talk about that experience for the first time ever being in Canada for WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, the Sky Domes, I think that's what they call it. Yeah, was what a beautiful... beautiful place. There's a hotel connected, so you could have a room that looked out into the Sky Dome, mm-hmm. and see the show. And that place was crazy. And it was being able to break up the perfect streak. Obviously that match was leading up to the Intercontinental belt to come and stuff. And then I was injured in a boating accident in 1990, and then all those plans were scrapped because I was gone.
Yeah, and you talk about that in your book, Strutting and Cutting, which is available at BrutusBeefcake.com with the parasailing accident. And your doctor actually said there, Brutus, that you would be stronger than ever. That's a quote from the book that you said, and you talk about all of the recovery time with your face. And again, very fortunate to be alive. And I know you credit a lot of people for going to your aid and helping you on the road to recovery. So essentially, you did make it back to the squared circle. WrestleMania 9, you teamed with Hulk Hogan to go up against Money Incorporated at Caesar's Palace. First time for you back in the squared circle since that accident in Las Vegas. Talk about your experience leading up to that.
Yeah, well, it was pretty long time coming to come back to the WWE, and the doctor said please don't do it, we don't want you to do it. I mean, my doctor said I can only say it off the record, but
yeah,
your face now that it's healed, bones don't break in the again in the same place, and then my face was all well healed, and it was checked and rechecked, and the depth of the bone, they did scans and different things, and. And all the titanium strips and the screws, everything was in place and solid, and nothing was moving around. And the docs, I can't say it on the record, but your face is stronger than ever. Now it's not only all healed good bone over the old, it's reinforced with screws. So if it did break, it couldn't even come apart. It's all held together. And I said, pretty crazy way to look at it, but not that I want to test it. He said, don't test it again. He says, they won't be able to peel your face off again, and you're going to be real scarred up if you mess up that face. So I said, I'm going to take care of it.
Yeah, and it's a remarkable recovery, road to recovery, and you made it back, and that's a pretty amazing thing that you did there. And, Brutus, I got to tell you, one thing that I'll always remember with your watching you growing up, me as a fan, was in the barbershop when you were hosting that interview segment. One of the most famous scenes was when Shawn Michaels turned heel and kicked Marty Jannetty through the window of the barbershop window. I think you had insurance on that, too, by the way. And thank you for laughing at my super joke. I appreciate that. But, yes, Shawn Michaels, you know, turns heel on Marty Jannetty.
Right.
You know, I mean, that was a big moment in WWE history. You were part of right there.
I think they voted it most dastardly deed or something like it. It won some kind of award on the barbershop. Well, the barbershop was a little interim way to keep me involved, you know, stuff. And it was a natural for me just getting out there. You know, once again, this was scripted stuff. Basically, the barbershop was set up. The guys were coming in. We didn't talk ahead of time about anything. We just went out there and were our characters and did our thing. And they all turned out tremendous. I mean, I still remember doing one with Andre, probably one of the last big interviews if he ever did, really, and on TV or anything. And he hated doing interviews. And he went out and did a barbershop with me that I thought was right up there as good as that one with Marty and those guys. Unbelievable. He spoke and talked a lot because he didn't like to, and was like just incredible in the interview. And I was like, wow, that was an honor to do that. That was impressive. He really made me feel real good out there.
Sure,
you know?
Absolutely.
It was like he didn't keep it a secret that he didn't like, you know, and doing interviews on TV. You know, he never did.
Yeah.
I felt really honored that he thought enough of me to go out there and really put out a hell of an interview. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Just a larger than life figure.
What a great, people didn't like Andre, but I did. I got along great with him and we miss him. And he was just an incredible man.
Yeah, and I always look at that picture with Andre the Giant holding that Molson Canadian canned beer, and it looks like he's holding a toothpick with his hand. That's how big it is. You know, it's crazy. So,
yeah, boy.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. I got to ask you, Brutus, recently you were with Hulk Hogan at his beach shop down in the Tampa area where you reside now currently. And you guys are you're going to be doing more stuff down there, more autograph sessions, maybe more appearances, or something we could see in the future potentially.
I hope so. I hope that's
nice.
I hope that's in the cards.
That's awesome.
That would be great. That would really be great. It's nice to be able to do stuff in your hometown and around town.
That's great. Yeah. No, that was that was really cool to see you down there for that. And you know, you are a fan favorite, and I know a lot of people are very excited about you being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. And, you know, now that you are part of the prestigious, organization for the Hall of Fame, who would you like to see join you in as a member of the Hall of Fame down the line? Do you have anyone in particular?
I was thinking about this the other night. It was a couple different people that I was thinking should have been included in the Hall of Fame that weren't, and kind of skipped my mind here. I think King Kong Bundy was one. You know, was one of those guys, like the '80s guys, that really put the WWE on the map too.
Yep.
You know, there's just a lot of guys that really that deserve it and stuff. So, you know, I'm happy. I'm just ecstatic to be able to be blessed and to get this award.
All right. And Brutus, I do have to ask you this one final question. You know, Boston, I know you're a big fan of the city, and you've had some close ties here with family in the past. And I think you lived in the Boston area for a little bit, didn't you?
North End.
Yeah. But
10 years.
Right.
No, I mean, North Shore, actually.
North Shore. Right. But however, though, there's one place, whenever the wrestling comes to town, it's a must stop, and that's north of Boston, just about, 6 miles north of the Garden. That's the Kowloon, and our good friend Andy Wong, right? And
that's been a staple since the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
For me.
Yep.
You know.
You know very
happening in there.
Yep. So you know the Wong family very well, but I got to ask you, Brutus, what is your favorite meal at the Kowloon when you go there?
Dude. Well, I love sushi, and then their lobster, shrimp and lobster sauce, and you know, with the lobster dinner. I mean, just there's nothing bad there.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
You just cannot go wrong. They have got a stellar product in the 80s, and here we are, 2019, and it's still a stellar product. And that's why they are who they are.
And the people,
tremendous people, tremendous staff, tremendous food, just a great place.
Oh, that's awesome.
They've endured the test of time, and it's well-deserved.
You're making me hungry, Brutus. I'm ready to go stop on the way home right now, man. So
I can't wait to get back there. I'm telling you, I can't wait.
Good man. Good man, Brutus. Well, congratulations again. The latest inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame this Saturday at the Barclays Center. Be sure to pick up Brutus's book, Strutting and Cutting. That's available at brutusbeefcake.com. What else is on the website for purchase, Brutus?
Just pretty much anything you want. Just message me, and if we can get it, or if we don't have it, or if we can get it, we'll try to help the fans out with what they want. You know, books, shirts, pictures, you know, probably even get a pair of Brutus Clippers somewhere.
Ooh,
out there.
Ooh, nice. Okay. I'm going to add that to my collection.
We got Brutus_Beefcake_@Twitter. So if you want to follow on some recent stuff or just look it over in the future, Brutus_Beefcake_ is the Twitter.
Excellent. Well, congratulations again, Brutus, and we will see you in New York City for the Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
That's right, bro. We're going to party.
That's right. Awesome. Brutus Beefcake, thank you so much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.